Thank you and good morning. Over the past 3 years, the Eureka Police Department has solicited public input regarding a wide range of issues that deal with the community, public safety, and effective policing. That effort has led to the publication of the department's 5-year leadership plan that incorporates feedback from the community, internal changes the department will make, and continuing work on ensuring the department, its officers, and the community are working together. The department has posted 2 documents to its blog, eurekapolice.com, and residents can look at the data collected regarding community concerns about property crime, traffic safety, and the manner in which the community interacts with police, among other sets of data. Next week, the City of Eureka and the county will launch a new program aimed at the rapid rehousing of people who currently live on the street or who are chronically homeless. In March, the city and county passed a joint resolution to collaborate on the issue and to adopt the Housing First model, and they will use a plan of housing 30 people in 60 days to get started. Without a safe and clean place to live, it's difficult for people to address barriers like substance abuse and mental health or to pursue employment, said Connie Beck, director of DHHS. The launch of the collaboration will take place on Monday at Eureka City Hall from noon until 1. The public is invited to attend. California Republicans serving in the state legislature are vastly outnumbered in each chamber, and that means it can be difficult to get bills heard by the legislature. One avenue that has shown some success for Republicans, however, is the steady call for the legislature to address the state's crumbling infrastructure, particularly roads and bridges. With the year's final session underway in Sacramento, Republicans have introduced 6 measures that would generate more than $6 billion in money that could be used for roads and road maintenance. Those measures include relaxing CEQA regulations when applied to highways, using money from the governor's cap-and-trade program, eliminate positions and redundancy at Caltrans, and for the legislature to make a formal commitment to include $1 billion in dedicated transportation funding in each year's budget. In one other piece of state business, a bill ushered through the legislature by Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood will be heard in appropriations next week. AB 1549 would ensure that when streets and highways are under construction, that they only dig once and at the same time install fiber optic cables to support digital service and to ensure service is maintained and expanded in rural communities. Sean McLaughlin, the executive director of Access Humboldt, said that simply by requiring the installation of necessary conduit and the mapping of those lines, it will help smooth the way for future networks. Jordan Christmas has news from Mendocino County.
The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is investigating suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of a male adult who was located on his property near Walker Lake Road in Willits on Monday. The coroner's office called deputies to the scene after they located the body of 42-year-old Brian Hammond at a remote location on Walker Road. Law enforcement consider the death to be suspicious in nature, and they are waiting for results from an autopsy that was conducted on Hammond's body on Tuesday.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisors Virginia Bass and Rex Bone attended the National Associations of Counties Conference last week, a larger and far more diverse gathering from California's Association of County Meetings. Bass said that first off, it's much larger, and you're interacting with people from across the country, not the state. Even then, you'll still find plenty of common ground and plenty of issues common to communities, no matter where they are located. Bass said her goal going in was to bring back something she could apply to local issues.
This was massive. You have 3,000 people from across the country, and you find out you have a lot in common, a lot more than you think you would. But they had some really great presentations. Really makes you come home and think about what can we do in our community and how can we bring some of this good stuff back. And
whether it's housing or homelessness, there are some problems that stretch across every community, such as addiction.
I know for me, I look at what's coming, you know, what's going to be presented, and I go to the workshops that I think have some relevance with what's happening here. As an example, I went to this one presentation, and it was on the opiate epidemic. It looks across the nation to be just as bad as we feel it is here. It's frightening.
Bass said the interaction with other supervisors and staff does allow for the exchange of ideas, and pointed to talks she had with those from Colorado and Washington, where they are still working out the kinks to legalize marijuana, something Humboldt County is now facing. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.